from the 2016 Black Male Summit in Akron, Ohio, the University of Akron. It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Akron!
Make some noise!
Tom Joyner!
Huggy Lowdown!
Sybil Wilkes!
Happy Friday, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Is Bill Clinton still explaining, y'all? Y'all see him going back and forth with the Black Lives Matter protest?
Yeah.
Bill didn't explain this much to Hillary, y'all.
Ouch.
Anyway, let's count down this week's contenders. Contender number one, former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani said he's voting for Donald Trump. Who knew? Dodo birds of a feather flock together, Sybil, but wait, there's more. Rudy Puxtable says he's only voting for him. It's not an endorsement. What the hell does that mean? I'm going to buy you some liquor, but I'm not responsible for you drinking and driving? That's like you want R. Kelly to perform at your daughter's sweet 16, but you don't
know. Oh, my God.
Too soon, simple. Anyway, contender number two, Cousin Nardo, who stood me up for lunch to go see Kevin Hart down Ben's Chili Bowl here in D.C. This mofo never showed up to any of my shows. I guess he voted for me and endorsed Kevin Hart, y'all. Contender
right.
number three,
yeah.
My mama Hattie Jean Lowdown. I called her to complain about Cousin Nardo standing me up to go to lunch to go see Kevin Hart, and she called Cousin Nardo and cussed him out for not taking her with him. Contender number four, the Kardashians for questioning the validity of Brother Rob's proposal to Black China. Are you shiggity-ing me? Why Brother Rob can't be happy? Everybody in the household celebrate Black History Month. Why can't Rob? Why can't Rob be engaged and smitten with the kitten, Sybil?
Oh, my God.
You like that sound effect noise? That's a little kitten. That's a big kitten, Jay. How you guys judging Mace or who your brother dates? Black China don't have a sex tape. Black China wasn't in a brothel, OD'd off white women. Did y'all hear Lamar Odom was supposed to be a presenter on Black Girls Rock? Did y'all hear that? But he opted out. He said he'd been off Black Girls and Rocks for quite some time, y'all.
Oh.
Good one.
Too soon, y'all?
No.
Too soon?
Nope.
Contender number five, the PG County Board here for trying to close down 12 strip clubs. Who does that, Sybil? 12 strip married men are mad as a mofo here. They close it down. Who going to keep their spirits up, Sybil? Where the hell are brothers going to do with their money now? Pay bills? Huh? Child support, rent, mortgage, lap dance matters. Contender number six, P. Diddy. P. Diddy about to have a bad boy reunion on Biggie's birthday, and according to words on the tweets, he didn't invite Biggie's daughter. I heard Biggie's daughter was hot, sicker than your average, Sybil. Shame on you, puppy. You may be the big red of hip-hop. Contender number seven, Janet Jackson. Really, Janet? You can't wait till after your tour to start a family? You waited this long? You 49 now. What, you gonna have a little Benjamin Button?
Wow.
Sybil, won't she just put some baby clothes on Jermaine Dupri and continue her tour?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nick Cannon, you are the Bama of the... Now, Sybil,
yes.
I like Nick Cannon. Always had. But this Nickelodeon made that Too Broke to Vote video is sending out the wrong message to the people. He might need to remix it to Too Rich to... You know what I'm saying, Sybil. What is his kids going to say about that video, Sybil? I knew that Nick was cray when he got that tattoo on his back, Sybil.
Yep.
The size of a Fiat, Sybil. Now, if you don't vote, that your new show is going to be American Got Trump. You hear me?
Yeah.
Nick Cannon, you are the Bama of the Week. Enjoy Akron, Tom. Civil.
Hey. All right.
Akron, make some noise.
Woo!